I am the father.
Houston, we have a problem.
E.T.
I'm from Iowa. I only work in outer space.
I'm having trouble with the radar, sir.
What's wrong with it?
I've lost the bleeps, I've lost the sweeps, and I've lost the creeps.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Some sci-fi references there as we speak to Rafer Guzman, who's the film critic for Newsday, who's right here in the studio. Hey there, Rafer.
Hey, John.
It's great to talk to you. I want you to know that as we're about to talk about blockbuster after blockbuster in this holiday season, that I have come from, in the wee hours of the morning, a screening of Rogue One.
Aha, you're an early Rogue One viewer.
I was an early Rogue One viewer. In Times Square, there were six other people in the theater, and we were the only ones who were not wearing weird suits. It was not a sellout. It was not a sellout.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
What did you think of this? My son was absolutely over the moon for this, and it was a great experience for us. What did you think?
You know, well, this is the first standalone film in the new franchise. Felicity Jones plays Jyn Erso. She's this loner who joins the Resistance. They're going to steal the plans to the Death Star. This is basically the run-up to everything that happened in the very first Star Wars film, A New Hope.
And they connect them.
If the Empire has this kind of power, what chance do we have?
What chance do we have? The question is, what choice? Run, hide, plead for mercy, scatter your forces. You give way to an enemy this evil with this much power, and you condemn the galaxy to an eternity of submission. The time to fight is now.
Now, the time to, and so they do.
And so they do. There's your Braveheart speech right there.
Yes.
You know,
there are a number of Braveheart speeches.
you gotta have at least one.
Right.
You know, I liked this film okay. I was not blown away by this. Personally, I feel like as a standalone film, there could have been a lot more room to do something different and something very new, very original. This reminded me a lot of the most recent Star Wars, where a lot of nostalgia, a lot of callbacks to the original film. You know, John, you've seen characters big and small from first film show
yes,
up.
Indeed.
I won't spoil anything. The one character that I did like was Diego Luna as the rebel captain, Cassian, because he's more of like a resistance fighter. He does, you see him do at least one kind of morally questionable thing in this film. And that's kind of interesting and kind of edgy for a Star Wars film. So I did like that. But I think this is definitely for fans only. It's a stopgap between the two episodes, the next episode that's coming up. To me, I thought it was entertaining. It didn't really rivet me. It didn't really knock my socks off.
Do you think it could have something to do with the fact that the whole movie is based on the premise that we have to download the files? And so they're like climbing around on this stuff and having to put in a tape that looks like it's something from the 1980s,
very
like a large VCR tape.
Sort of eight-track.
Have they never heard of zip drives?
This was a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
The technology was older back then.
I know. Well, anyway, in the future, we won't have flash drives.
They didn't have thumb drives then.
No. But Felicity Jones as the rebel fighter Jyn in Rogue One Star Wars, that's the offering. Now, the other big offering this week, it seems, is the heartstring tugger. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Collateral Beauty?
Collateral Beauty, this is Will Smith, plays an advertising executive who has lost his daughter. He withdraws, becomes depressed. He starts writing letters to love, time, and death.
In the letter you wrote me, you said I was pathetic. You don't remember? Oh, Howard, it wasn't that long ago.
Where did you get that? Who are you?
Who did you write the letter to?
I wrote the letter to death.
Nice to meet you.
Well, that's provocative. Amazing cast.
Incredible cast. That's Helen Mirren, for one, who plays plays a person who is playing the role of death. Kate Winslet, Edward Norton, who's fantastic in this film. Keira Knightley. So an amazing cast. Michael Peña as well. I wish they weren't sort of immersed in this hot tub of self-pity and false sentiment and tear-jerking that this movie is. It's one of these sort of Manhattan yuppie magic realism films where everything in the movie is designed to uplift the one central character and bring him out of his pain. And I just didn't buy it. I didn't buy the Shyamalan-style twist that comes. I didn't buy the whole storyline of the actors who are going to play these roles and somehow help him break through. I just thought it was, if it was not for that cast, I would find this film unwatchable.
So it's a ghost that doesn't work.
I think that's right.
Absolutely not. All right, the final film here is a pretty interesting offering here. It's Denzel Washington. Is this the movie Fences based on the August Wilson play?
Yes, it is. So Washington plays and directs, by the way. He plays Troy Maxson. He's a father, 1950s Pittsburgh. He used to be a promising baseball player, but he kind of arrived a little bit too early before they started admitting blacks to the leagues. And now he's a garbage man trying to provide for his family.
Hey, Pop, can I ask you a question? How come you ain't never liked me?
Like you? What law is there say I got to like you?
None.
All right, then. Don't you eat every day? Answer me when I talk to you. Don't you eat every day?
Yeah.
As long as you're in my house, you put a sir on the end of it when you talk to me.
Yes, sir.
You eat every day.
Yes, sir.
Got a roof over your head.
Yes, sir.
Got clothes on your back.
Yes, sir.
Why you think that is?
Because of you.
Hell, I know it's because of me.
Boy, that's crisp.
I mean, you know, you can't beat Denzel Washington. This is August Wilson. This is a great role. It's a great match in some ways. The acting in here is incredible. Viola Davis plays Denzel Washington's wife in this film. Down to the supporting roles in this film, everyone's great. I did feel a little bit like this film still felt like a play, even though it was shot on location in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
It still has that kind of three-wall feeling that limits it a little bit, but it is like a masterclass in acting. You just couldn't hope for better performances. I think you'll definitely see both Viola Davis and Denzel Washington come up in the Oscar nominations.
And the race dialogue holds up, particularly in this time.
I think it does. I think it does. I think it still feels relevant. These themes of the faded American dream. I do think these things kind of speak to people of all colors these days.
That's
so
right.
There is that to say about Fences.
Timeless August Wilson. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
The Takeaway is supported by American Express. American Express has cards and services designed for businesses of all sizes. Learn more at open.com. Exxon and Mobil, offering Synergy gasoline engineered in Exxon Mobil's Formula One fuel lab. Exxon and Mobil, energy lives here. The Henry Luce Foundation, for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia. The Takeaway's resilience reporting is supported by the Rockefeller Foundation. For more, go to rockfound.org.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.